do over. Okay. Or habatim tzarchos me'or behema chayev oifik tohorim. So the skin that you're using to make the batim have to be from a kosher animal, or a chaya or a bird. Vafilu minavela otsefish lemon. It could even be from, again, like it's a cow. It could be a cow that's a nevela. It could be a cow that's a trefa. But it just has to be from a kosher species. Vershoyla sois miklaf ome or shlil. You could even use the cloth, the skin of a fetus. Okay. Adds the Ramana, v'chein haritzus, even the straps. Yochel asoysem miklaf v'or shliel. You're leaving out again, please, a fetus for the ritzus as well. Tzarech shihieh me'ubad lishmo. You have to work the skin. We did this earlier in the Shulchan Aruch, but you have to work the skin lishmo, to mean I'm making this or for the sake of the tefillin. Heich le'efsher, in a case where it's possible. We'll see why the Rambam brings the Mishnah Berurah as to why that is. Okay, that's short. Rambam Zayin is a little bit short. So, Kuf Samechei, Or Habatim, Vehu Hadin, Or Titura of Hambarta. So, here, here's your pictures right here. This is the Titura, and this is the Mabarta, the part where it goes through. That's what he's saying right there. Okay. Dichsiv. I'm sorry, I skipped the line. So the batim is this part, and this is connected to it. So that's all done from the same thing. It's connected, it's sewn together. Tahorim dichsiv. Why does it have to be from behemoth tahor? Because the pasuk says, "Laman tia Torah Hashem beficha," that the Torah Hashem should be, in your mouth. So we darshan is min hamut beficha. It has to be something, a species that you're allowed to put in your mouth, namely that's something that is kosher. But you see, it's from the min, it's from that species. Doesn't that the cow itself doesn't have to be kosher? It could be a nevela. The cow could be a trefa, but it has to be a cow at least. That's what we're talking about. It was interesting. There was a sofer who came to the Ger Rebbe and he said, "I have a chumrah. I only make a tefillin out of a kosher cows." He says that's not a good chumrah, because if the cow's a nevela trefa, so it can't be elevated anymore. But here you could take something that's no good and then you could elevate it, making it into a tefillin. So he felt it's not a good chumrah. He said it's better to use a nevela and a trefa to make the skins for the batim. Yeah, kibud oshin shu mirames al shem shakai, because you have the shin on the side of it. Later on in Mem Beis, we'll discuss about the details of the shin. So nikma ba'or hatefillin sticks out. Who bichlal Torah Hashem? That represents the Torah Hashem. Ve'ein chilek bein shel hashel rosh v'shel yad. There's no difference over here. The fact you'd have to have from a kosher species. You would think maybe I don't have the shin in the deer shoe. It speaks this out in 203. It says va'afal pi shem tefillin shel yad ain kos of shin, right? You don't have them. It's kos prima godim shemikom alkom ain lechalik. We still don't make this distinction. V'gam tefillin shel yad nechlal bedin min hamut beficha midoraisa. On a Torah level, also you have to have a kosher animal for the skins on the tefillin shel yad. V'chicha bir halacha shehu mehalach l'moshem esinai ruk priham agadim shekosev she'ena el midrabanan. Okay, so it's a machlokas of tzuris, whether that's a deraisa or derabanan, but nevertheless, it's definitely no one argues it is required. Okay, kuf samach zayin from the cloth and the skin va'afa pi shehu dak, even though it's very thin, shapim mikri or, that's still called skin leather, right? From we learned earlier how you cut the skin in half, you slice, and you have the inside like the dursustus, and you have the different parts of it. So he says, even though it's very thin, the cloth, what you're actually writing on, that also is called or. Shlil is the fetus. Digam oro nikra or, even though it's very young, right? It's very called small, sensitive. That's still called leather. The afagad, the hu nikra boser le inyan tuma. In terms of tumatara, it's called basar. Here it's called or. Mikol makam lo gora meor kaof. It's no worse than the skin of a bird, which is also very, very thin, obviously. Okay. Kuf samach tes. Lasoysa miklaf. You can make them at rak. She yashrichim. You have to make them shachor. You have to darken them. You have to make it. This is going on the. This is referring to the, what's it called? The rituos. You have to darken them. They have to be black. The rituos shachoros halach lemoshe mesinai. That's one of the, I think we had 10 we talked about of halach lemoshe mesinai, one of the introductory shirim. That was one of them. The rituos have to be black. We spoke out that really it's only the outside. Yeah, there is a chumrah to do the inside also nowadays, but really it's not required. Like you look this morning when you point your tefillin, you see just really the outsides have to be, the exposed part is bag. Me'ubal l'shmo, so you have to work the skin l'shmo. They have a little diagram over here. There's the guy putting it in, he's doing l'shmo. Okay. The imai ibud haya rak l'ritzuos, and if they're working it only for to make the straps, lo mahani habatim de kedusha san chamuro. Since there's a higher level of kedusha on the batim than there's on the ritzuos, so you'd have to have, you can always go down a level, but you can't have in mind for the ritzuos then try to upgrade them. I was using the batim of the higher kedusha because you have the psukim written there, and anywhere you have any time you have psukim that brings it to a higher level of kedusha. He says you should try to do this, right? He kind of Kurdo says in Kufayin, Av says Heicha de Efshar. In the case where it's possible to do it, you should try to do the ibud de Shmo. Why? Ki Harambam Svirle de Lo Boy Klal Ibud Or Habatim. Because the Rambam doesn't hold from this. I mean, this is a requirement that Shulchan Aruch mentions that you should do it, but in the Rambam it's not brought down. The other Rabba, right? Yoter Chazak Hu Kishlonis Abid. Right, it's they're stronger when you're not working them. So technically speaking, you could use a skin that had not been worked at all. And if you could use something that has not been worked at all, then certainly you don't have a requirement of shema. Means you can't double dip it. No pun intended. You can't double dip and say, "Oh, we don't need it," but now you didn't have the shema. No, it's not like that. The round is whole for this din. The Ram doesn't hold this and this. So he says, look, there are sheikhs and rishonim that do hold from
people. The animal dim or the kavana dim?
The kavana. Oh, they have to be done the shema. Yeah, that's a deraisa. Min hamot b'fichah is a din deraisa. But the bad, you have to do the ibud the shema, so that already the Ram doesn't bring down. So he says, look, you know, if you can get it, great, but if not, don't worry about it. The roiv ha-poskim cholkim alav. Right, because the majority posting against this Rambam and hold you do umatzrichi ibud, you do have to do it v'gam l'shma, and it should even be done l'shma. If you look in the 206 le'in asias ribua hatefilin, right be'ezus mechona hashmalas, could you make them? Could you use a machine to get them square? Because in the whole l'shma discussion, which you had by the tzitzis, we had it by tefillin, can you use that for the tefillin to make sure they're square? Kos b'shut minchas shlomo, shvigevin shetzorech lahachzi kol hazman as abayis biyadayim, usovavo b'vadei nechshav ma'ise biyadayim. Right, so because it has to be held, it works for that. Okay, uposuk ha-shulchan aruch, heich de'efsher boy l'shma. The Shulchan Aruch says, where it's possible to do this, you should get the Lishma in. But if you can't, limso chipoy habatim, me'or ha'mu'uba lishma, you're going to use these types of skins that have been worked lishma. Mutter lishma chal divrei harambam. In this case, you should know what the Rambam says, that it's not required. He doesn't bring it down. So therefore, it's fine. Because it's batim and mitzvah tefillin. It's better to use this Rambam than not to have any tefillin at all. Chashayimsa achar kach me'or ha'mu'uba lishma. And now, once I go to a new town, or some moicher comes in, and he's got this sofer has good tefillin in the higher levels. So in this case, yignos habatim elu, you should put in geniza the first one, viasim or hamuuba lishma, and then you upgrade, go to the ones that were worth the lishma, because this way you get the rov poskim who hold it. It should be required. V'nechlu ha'achronim im le'es ata yenicham bivracha. You put them on the bracha or below bracha. The Birki Yosef hiskim lamagin lahamagin Avram the yuchel levarich. Not only can you put them on, you can make a bracha on them. Ayin the bir halacha. He says, look into the bir halacha as to where he brings down these dinim. What the bir halacha says, you know, that this is it's a tzorchin. I'm not going to read the whole thing, where it's wide lines, 1, 2, 3, like 4, 5 lines on it. After Shulchan Aruch Sham, Kosev Rak, Tzricha, Ibu Lishma, Lechatchila, right? Kol Ha'achronim, Cholku Alzeb, Ayin Betaz, Sham Bafila Hashach, Sham Alkopon, below Brocha. The Gam Hagra, Kosev Sham, Dechol Ha'poisim, Cholkim Al Harambam. Okay, he ends off with the Tzarech Ian over here. If there's a case where there's a suffix, whether was it done Lishma or not, then you could be Mekil. That's what the Bir Halacha says. Let's just see a few dirsh you wanted to point out. Back to 201, talking about Laman Tia Torah Hashem Beficha. So it says that in the dirsh 201, Right, other things. Efshar asher yesh behem shemus she'in nimchokim, but has the shemus she'in al reis kosa bihalacha le'el she'os lichadim al or behemet tameh. You can't write them on a skin of an animal that's tameh. Ve'inyan k'sivas ha'tefillin al or behemet tahora shenolda betuma. Is the animal was born in the tumah, so kosa bihalacha le'el b'shem shut yad Eliyahu she'ala l'hachmir. He's strict on this. She'ein or achoshu ke'or behemet tahora le'inyan zeh. It's not considered to be Torah in this case. Ulam le'inyan or behemet tameya she'nolda be'behema mi behema tahora kosa sham she'mut lichtoiv aleh kol parshas ha'tefillin. Okay, and there was another one over here in 204. This is interesting. Why we get the gassos? So, again, this is going on the line in Kuf Samech Zayin, where the Mishnah Berurah said, "Afa pishu hudak," even though that the skin of these animals is very thin, shapir mikri, or it's still called or mikom malkom kos b'shut shevet halevi ravazner zatzal she'adif la'asayis es tefillin me'or behema gasa. This is one of the things when you're shopping for tefillin, you say you want it from a behema gasa. Mishum sheba or dak nasis nekavim, they can make little holes in it. She'ladas kama min ha'poiskim poislin es tefillin. They make the holes in the or would make it no good. Became a she'oyse tefillin me behema gasa nitzol mizeh. When you use gasos, then it's much more less problematic. So go to schar min hashemayim, right? Okay, you get the hanogin hayom, right? That's what we do. We gasos nowadays. They really do not make them using these using a dakos. But this is important to do. Now, in terms of the actual, that's for the or that's used for the batim themselves. However, we saw earlier that really for writing the tefillin, that there's an inyan to use the dakos, well, for the klaf itself, because you get a, it's easier, it's a nicer ksav using that. Okay, that is the end of Lamed Zayin. Mr. Shem will pick it up tomorrow with Lamed Ches.